Hi, everybody. Welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Beau Wolf here at the NovaCare Complex. A busy, busy day here, as you know. Eagles getting ready for Monday Night Football. Carolina Panthers in town. We'll touch on them in just a little bit, Beau. But I think everybody's all caught up with everything going on that's happening with the football team right now.
That's right. We've already seen the roster moves from the early part of the week. DeMeco Ryans to injured reserve. Evan Mathis back from the short-term injured reserve. Todd Harriman to injured reserve. We'll see what the offensive line looks like, but this team is getting ready for Carolina with the extra day of rest.
All right, so let's get you caught up on everything that's going on today here at the NovaCare Complex. Chris McPherson, our Eagles 360 update presented by Sports Authority.
Thanks, Dave and Beau. Plenty of storylines ahead of Monday Night Showdown with the Carolina Panthers, and we'll start with the quarterback position where Mark Sanchez, who is set to make his first start since the 2012 season, is ready to seize the opportunity ahead.
You know, it's a familiar feeling. I'm thankful for that I've had experience before. You know, nothing really changes, to be honest, with my preparation. I'm going to get a couple more reps, obviously, during the week. But, you know, my focus hasn't changed. And Coach Kelly does a great job of just reminding us that it's kind of wacky this week because we got a Monday night game. But today is a Tuesday for us. Tuesday schedule and try to make it the best Tuesday possible. And I think we did.
At the same time, I don't think it matters who's out there. Mark's going to be able to make them look good. Like I said, he's a franchise quarterback. We're just fortunate to have two of them on our team.
Mark is a veteran player. He's played a lot of football. He understands how to prepare. And he went in the game in a backup role and performed very well for us. So, you know, we are looking forward to seeing what he can do with a full week of preparation.
Sanchez will have some help from a protection standpoint as the Eagles activated guard Evan Mathis off the injured reserve designated for return list on Wednesday. But to make room for him on the active roster, they placed injured guard Todd Harriman on injured reserve, ending his 2014 season. Second-year guard Matt Tobin is set to make the transition from left guard to right guard in Harriman's absence.
I mean, it's not just the offensive line. It's really just been the way the season has gone. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of injuries. But the good thing about it is, you know, when you have injuries, either one or two things happen. Either the guy comes in, doesn't get the job done, and you tend to lose games, or the guys that come in are ready to go. And I think that that's the way we've been. I think that the guys have come in and gotten the job done and have helped the team win.
Matt's done a good job. He actually played pretty well the other night, and he's getting better and better. He's a young player, so I think every opportunity he has to go out there on the field and train and play, we see improvement each time.
On defense, it will take a village, so to speak, to replace the Eagles' Mufasa linebacker DeMeco Ryans, who is sidelined for the remainder of the season with an Achilles injury.
You don't replace the leadership. You just don't. I mean, leadership is something that is earned over time. DeMeco has got a lot of pelts on the wall, and he's earned it from you saw the reaction from the Houston Texans. He's just that kind of guy.
You know, I was getting comfortable with and very pleased with my special teams role, you know, but at the same time, now I'm called to a different phase of the game. That's to help the defense out. And so things change. Obviously, I have to be more in tune to the details on defense. But really, I think Mike was back for this last game, and that's when I went back to my special teams role. Prior to that, the previous six games, I was focused on defense and then special teams as well.
That'll do it for today's 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back inside the studio for more with Dave and Beau.
Thanks very much, Chris. Beau, it's time for you to go to the Fan Cave studio. And when we return to Eagles 360, we talk about the NFC East. It's a two-team race, and our Eagles insiders talk about that very thing when we return in just a moment.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place the fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified, authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
A life is more than a heartbeat. It's more than what you see on a CAT scan or echocardiogram. And although we see some of the most rare and complicated heart conditions and continue to advance the frontiers of heart care every day, we never forget what we're really looking at. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
The Eagles and NRG are proud to bring you a collectible poster series available each Thursday during the month of November. Pick up the Philadelphia Daily News next Thursday and collect all four pieces thanks to NRG. Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro with you. A lot of show to get to, including a visit in studio from the Eagle, who's back on the active roster and ready to go for Monday night, Evan Mathis. First things first, we take a look around the division. Our NFC East update with Bo Wolf, Chris McPherson, and Fran Duffy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Bob's Discount Furniture Presents Around the NFC East. Chris McPherson along with Bo Wolf and Fran Duffy.
Yo mama's so fat that when she sits around the NFC East, she sits around the NFC East.
We should actually call this the Eagles Back in First Place edition.
That's right.
Bob's
That's
Discount good. Furniture Presents Around the NFC East. Eagles 6-2 in first place. Where do I want to start? All three division rivals had lackluster results over the weekend. Maybe we'll start with the most recent one. The New York Giants losing on Monday night 40-24.
They looked really good, I thought.
You have to start wondering, is this like an era-defining loss for the Giants?
Well, how many era-defining losses can they have?
They've had a lot. But they're 3-5. They just look lost. Off the bye week. I'm talking about, you're starting to look at this team. Offense struggled heavily. Mang just didn't look in sync. Receivers were dropping passes left and right. They still have Rashad Jennings. It just seemed like that the whole offensive scheme just not working right now. Tom Coughlin, a longtime great offensive-minded head coach, you know, gives the reins to Ben McAdoo. It's almost like, would you compare it at all to Andy Reid with bringing like Jim Washburn late in the tenure to kind of say, hey, I'm trying to make one last attempt here to kind of salvage things? And
well, one's a line coach, one's a full coordinator.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, listen, on the one hand.
But you were drastically changing things, sure. Nonetheless.
On the one hand, Odell Beckham Jr. looks great.
Stud.
Shimmy, shimmy, hit, you know, cue the track. Looks awesome. On the other hand, thank you.
Did you see the GIF of him in pregame?
No.
Apparently,
oh, yeah, I did. He's doing all these kinds of
stuff.
And I don't know, you were talking about on tape last year when he caught that kickoff one-handed. Yep. He was doing all this different crazy stuff. Yep. He's awesome. On the other hand, every single thing else about the Giants. So, you know, that's really the balance of
the Giants in a nutshell, right there.
They've got one guy who's an ascending talent that they're really excited about, and everything else is terrible.
Can they depend on, you know, Eli Manning bringing the transition from going from what they were to what they want to be down the road? And then obviously these are big picture questions.
And listen, this is a team that is traditionally a second half team. They're not going to be as bad as they were last night, even though they did lose Prince Mukamara for the season.
It's a huge loss.
Yes.
Things are not looking good right now. They're going to win a couple games at the end of the season. But, I mean, it's a long road to the promised land, I think, for the Giants.
They are who we thought they were. And Andre Williams, actually, he had another fumble last night, right?
So,
he did have a catch, so that's good. But, just another rookie running back that may be in the doghouse there in New York. Look, they've got to get back on track offensively if they've got any shot at trying to compete.
Look where they're going next week, to Seattle.
Yeah, so not a tough place to get going. So,
we shall see there. So Giants 3-5, ever since before that Sunday night game, just haven't looked the same. Let's go to Dallas. Dallas hosted Arizona. Dallas looking.
There we go.
Looking to bounce back from the Monday night loss at the hands of Washington and not able to get the job done. Brandon Whedon looked great in his spot duty against Washington. Not so good in the loss.
When you're that old, it's hard to bounce back a week later from playing.
So they lose to Arizona 28-17. No Tony Romo. DeMarco Murray not able to get going. His streak of consecutive 100-yard rushing games is kaput. That's over. Dallas. Nicely timed there.
Good one.
All of a sudden, Dallas is two straight losses, 6-3. Things not looking so good for the Cowboys.
Now we're loving the drop. I mean, it's one of those things where we talked about it for weeks. It's the formula, and it's, you know, making sure you get the ground game going. Tony Romo had that passing game to the point where look, they weren't leaning on him, but he made plays when they needed to be made. And when you get away from that, it's interesting to see how they're able to respond. Defensively, look, this is a team that can't be on the field defensively for 75-plus plays. And they're also just going to start giving up points. So they lost Justin Durant a couple weeks ago. We'll see how they're able to rebound.
And they've got the Jaguars in London this week. Yep. Now, it's still unsure whether Tony Romo is going to play this week. This is not a gimme game.
No, definitely not.
For the Cowboys. Nope.
The Jaguars defense has been put, and look, we talked about them in the offseason. Obviously, we played them week one about how, you know, this is a team on the rise, and obviously the first 6 weeks did not look good. But the last few weeks, they've been much better, especially defensively. They've really picked things up.
And, you know, Denard Robinson looks like an NFL running back. It's possible. I think they could steal one.
Jacksonville could potentially win this game.
Scary trap game for Dallas going out to England. Washington rounding things up here on around the NFC East. Look, I thought that coming off the big win, they were going to have a game against Minnesota, going to Minnesota. Very winnable for them. They could kind of get back in the race. And things came crashing even before the game started.
I was hoping that you would sneak one in.
Make some bad reference in there. Yes, it was a bad reference. Thankfully, no one was hurt. So
obviously, yeah.
You know, but still, look, Robert Griffin III came back from the dislocated ankle. Looked good for most of the first half, threw an interception late in the first half, and things kind of just went south after that. Defense was not able to stop Matt Asiata. 3 touchdowns on the ground, and plenty of opportunities there for Washington, just not able to capitalize.
I didn't get to see any of this game, the numbers looked like Griffin played okay. Did you get to see
Played him? Okay. I didn't see much of the game here, but played okay. You know, had the one interception, but, you know, DeSean Jackson had another strong game for them. But
you just do not go into Minnesota and come away with the victory, as the Eagles learned last year. So,
you know, the biggest thing, it just seemed like they had too many opportunities where they could have put the game away and just weren't able to.
I know that they let Teddy football. I mean, I think I may have read this, that they
the
came
Teddy
back.
Teddy football or football Teddy?
It was Teddy football.
Okay.
I believe they came back 3 times. I think Washington had the lead 3 times and Minnesota was able to come back and take the lead away. So, look, they got to learn to close out games.
So 29-26 lost. They're 3-6, which was the same record they had back in 2012.
It's true.
Will it be RG3 or Colt McCoy this week?
It probably should be RG3.
I would think it'll be RG3.
But Jay Gruden left the door open. He said, I don't know who's going to be the starting quarterback this week. So
maybe that's how they got in the accident. He left the door open to the bus. Terrible.
And that's on that note, that is Bob's Discount Furniture presents Around the NFC East.
Thank you very much, guys. When we return to Eagles 360, Evan Mathis has waited for a long time to get back on the field. That will happen on Monday night. He joins me in studio, excited to be back on the 53-man roster. We're back on Eagles 360 in just one moment.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Hey, Eagles fans!
When the Eagles win, you win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win, you win.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
We welcome you into the studio, and we welcome the man to my left back into the Eagles lineup. I'm Dave Spadaro. This is Evan Mathis.
Good to see you, man.
Thanks, Dave.
Hey, man. So we're going to see you on Monday night, right?
You'll see me.
Excellent. Excited?
I'm very excited. It's not fun watching from the sidelines all these weeks.
What is it like?
At first, it was really weird because I couldn't travel with the risk of my knee swelling. So there was a game or two that I had to watch on the couch at home. And that was the weirdest thing in the world for me, having been in the mix the entire time these past few years. And then all of a sudden I'm on the couch having nothing to do with it.
Yelling and screaming at the TV?
I found myself yelling and screaming every single play.
Okay.
I was definitely into it. So then I got back to where I could travel, and then everything was pretty much me doing everything like I was going to play, minus play, except for practice for the first 6 weeks. I couldn't practice. But everything else, meetings, traveling, and every single thing that they did, I did. And that's one cool thing about Chip, is that he keeps guys a part of the team, whether you're on practice squad or you're hurt and everything like that.
Evan, first time in your 10-year career that you've been hurt. I mean, what goes through the mind the moment that you went down against Jacksonville? I imagine for a moment a little bit of maybe panic, fright, just uncertainty what's going to happen next.
Yeah, right when it happened, it was a very awkward feeling. I knew my knee went a position that it's not supposed to go. It's never gone that way. And I was worried. I was like, I can't believe this. My season's over. And this,
after making the Pro Bowl, after working your butt off all offseason, after getting some recognition.
Yeah, on a team that has high expectations from ourselves, from the fans, from everywhere. And then I'm thinking, okay, this is it, the second quarter, the first game, it's over. That was my first thought. And there's a lot of frustration. The pain was pretty bad, but the most that I felt was the frustration and the fear that the season was over with for me. And then the doctors came on the field, and they said that I passed the ACL test, which was a relief. I didn't know how long I'd be out with MCL. So it was just
that.
You're on
your back, and they're laying there yanking on your leg.
Yeah, they're moving it, seeing testing the ligaments, and then they said they think it might just be the MCL. I'm kind of like, what does that mean? It means that it could possibly heal, and you could be back. So the news got better and better. We got the MRI the next day, and they read that, and it confirmed our original thoughts that it was just the MCL. And if the MCL, it was a grade 3 MCL, which means complete tear. But if that tear, if it's at the top and it tears off the femur, surgery isn't required. It just heals back with time.
Remarkable.
So, I mean, all things considered, I was pretty lucky.
Yeah, and now we're glad to get you back in the lineup. And Eagles fans want to know, what can we expect on Monday night?
You just have to watch.
Yeah,
I don't do crystal balls, and I don't do promises.
But from a physical standpoint, you feel good, and you've been able to practice the last couple of weeks and kind of knock some of the rust off.
I feel really good. I haven't been going through the wears and tears of the season. My body hasn't been getting broken down. I've stayed in the weight room. So, I mean, I'm expecting to come out there and be fresh for this last half of the season.
Evan, how exciting is it to get back into it? I mean, I think players, sometimes when you get it taken away from you, you realize maybe it's reinforced just how much you love the game of football.
Absolutely, absolutely. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, and that was the case for me. Early on, I was just itching to be back out there. And then once I learned to accept my fate, I just used the time to focus on the film, use it as a learning opportunity, stay in the weight room and do things like that, and just prepare myself to come back and have a great finish to the season. So, I mean, like you said, it gives you a whole new perspective on things.
You've been around teams in the past where injuries have just, the house of cards just crumbled down. Why has this team overcome all these injuries and all this adversity and sitting here 6-2 in first place?
I think it starts with the culture. We have a lot of resilient guys on this team. We know that things aren't always going to go our way, and at times things can go completely terrible. But you just keep fighting through them, you bounce back. It's the same way. We haven't been winning the turnover battle this year like we did last year, but we've been able to overcome it for the most part. And it's the culture of the team to face adversity, just stare it down and overcome it.
Yeah, it's learning how to win. The team learned how to win last year. You take that into this year and go get them, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Me too.
Looking forward to seeing Evan Mathis on the field Monday night. Eagles, Carolina Panthers, Lincoln Financial Field. Evan, thanks so much. Good luck for the rest of the season. Thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Sports Authority is proud to be the official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Welcome back to Eagles 360. Welcome back, Bo Wolf, to the Xfinity studio. Take a little look now at Monday night's matchup, the Eagles and the Carolina Panthers, and we start, of course, at the quarterback position.
That's right, obviously. Mark Sanchez getting ready to make his first start for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's got the full week of practice to run this offense, and we saw last week how efficient he can be running this offense. On the other side, Cam Newton, one of the more physically impressive, physically talented quarterbacks in the league, starting to run a little bit more recently, but he has struggled throwing the ball for the most part this season. Not a lot of weapons to throw the ball to.
And some banged up offensive linemen in front of him. The Carolina Panthers expect to have some of their starters back up front. That will also help the run game for Carolina. They have based that offense around the run game for many years, but it's been a struggle this year for Jonathan Stewart, D'Angelo Williams. The Eagles getting their running game going. Eagles, to me, Bo, have the advantage in this one.
Well, you would certainly have to think so. It looks like with getting the rest of this offensive line back, besides Todd Harriman's, that this offensive line is ready to pave the way for not just LeSean McCoy, but LeSean McCoy, Darren Sproles, and Chris Polk, that three-headed monster that we saw last week against Houston.
Carolina can get it cranked up in the run game. That's something to watch against an Eagles defense that does not have D'Amico Ryans. Now, the Panthers really excited about their number one draft pick. Kelvin Benjamin has been the real deal in the first half of the season for Carolina. Jeremy Maclin, the reigning NFC Offensive Player of the Week. The Eagles explosive in the pass game. Carolina's still looking for some answers.
And listen, Kelvin Benjamin is one of those huge receivers, physical in the red zone, physical at the point of attack. And that's the reason why you have guys like Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher on the outside, big physical corners who can, you know, contest the ball in the air. And as for Jeremy Maclin, the reigning NFC Offensive Player of the Week, what a season he is having, what a year he is having. I'm excited to see what he can do next against this Panthers secondary, which is not so great.
Yeah, why are the Panthers struggling so much? 3-5-1, winless on the road. They've been just very poor the last four games, 0-3-1. Well, it's the defense. The fall off in the defense, startling from last season. We see where the Panthers are ranked, and it is not a pretty picture. The rushing game has been terrible. Passing, not very good. Without Greg Hardy, the sacks, okay, but nothing to write home about. It has been a struggle for Sean McDermott, a candidate maybe for a coaching job, head coaching job, beginning of the season. He's trying to get this defense turned around on Monday night.
Yeah, listen, I mean, they've still got Luke Kuechly in the middle who is capable of doing really everything on the defensive side of the ball, but guys like Thomas Davis have taken a step back as he gets older. The secondary has seen a lot of injuries. This Panthers defense is not what we saw last year, and the Eagles defense, meanwhile, is playing very, very well. The big question, of course, how do they replace D'Amico Ryans in the middle?
And, of course, that's one of the stories we're going to be following all week leading into Monday night's game, the Eagles and the Panthers at Lincoln Financial Field. When we return to Eagles 360, we take a look back. The year was 2006. The Eagles had a backup starting quarterback.
the opponent on a Monday night game, the Carolina Panthers. We'll get to that in just a moment when Eagles 360 returns.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
A life is more than a heartbeat. It's more than what you see on a CAT scan or echocardiogram. And although we see some of the most rare and complicated heart conditions and continue to advance the frontiers of heart care every day, we never forget what we're really looking at. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
You win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Welcome back to Eagles 360, and Dave, the parallels are obvious with this Panthers game, as you teased before. A Monday night game with a backup quarterback going up against the Panthers, and you had a chance to talk to the man who it was in 2006.
Yeah, Jeff Garcia, now the quarterback's coach of the Montreal Alouettes, finally remembered that 2006 season. He took over for Donovan McNabb. The Eagles went on the road and lost in Indianapolis, came back to Lincoln Financial Field and played the Carolina Panthers. A great victory for the Eagles, and a big moment that we chronicle here on our old school All-22 with Dan Klecko.
Today we're going to take a look back at 2006. Donovan McNabb's hurt, enter Jeff Garcia. We're going to look at one of the plays that kind of propelled the Eagles into the playoffs and really sent them on a little bit of a run. We're going to look at a big, deep pass to Reggie Brown.
At 5-6, the Eagles were in must-win mode when the Panthers came to town in December of 2006. With Donovan McNabb out of the lineup due to injury, veteran Jeff Garcia lined up under center for the Eagles, throwing for over 300 yards and three touchdowns. But it took some late-game heroics to lead his team to victory.
Down 24-17 with 9 minutes left, in steps Jeff Garcia. Let's take a look at that touchdown right here. We're in the fourth quarter. Safety sitting up there, sitting up pretty close. You know something's going to be up. And as they snap the ball, he bites up on the run fake real quick. So he sees that respect that they're giving to Brian. And as we run this here, we look at Reggie, who is a fast athlete. That's what I remember about Reggie. He runs through the coverage. Easy money for Jeff Garcia. He sees that easily. Right there, that safety gets caught looking. And that's why you never get caught looking in the backfield. But as we take a look at it from the end zone view right here, especially as you look at this run fake, Brian, right at the height of his career, as you see this, safety's just respecting him. Leaves his man out to dry, and that's what you get. That's the result. Tie 24-24. Eagles go on to win the game. The win kind of propels them into the playoffs.
All right, good stuff there. A little trip down memory lane. Now we're back in the present. The Eagles back on the practice field today. By the way, we have an interview with the newest Eagles safety, Chris Prusinski, available on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And from talking to him and talking to Chip Kelly on Tuesday, sounds like Prusinski has a chance to be on the field on special teams and maybe as a bigger safety in run situations, acting as a linebacker.
Very interesting to see that he could get thrown into the mix on defense. And then as for special teams, what is already the best special teams in the league this season, getting another guy certainly doesn't hurt.
That's right. So for Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us today on Eagles 360. We're back tomorrow at 5 p.m. Make sure you join us earlier in the day. Chip Kelly meeting the media, and he'll detail everything going on with the quarterback situation and, of course, what the Eagles are doing on defense, minus D'Amico Ryans. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.